Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think we're finding ourselves a little bit. Again, the mention of different wide receivers in there and this and that, and it's not what you want, but it's okay. We got to continue to find our best combination. Who gives us the best chance to win, and you know, where can we find the rhythm in the passing game and whatnot. But overall, we've had it at times, and then other times hasn't been there. So we got to find that again and then stay with it.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott talking about the passing game, finding better combinations with the wide receivers, getting more into a rhythm. That's maybe like more one of the positive things he said about the wide receivers and the passing game in the last few weeks. That's why we haven't heard too many calls on the, you know, this is what McDermott wants in the offense, the whole thing. But I've been trying to push back on that, you know, outwardly
on that
before
rhetoric.
Hearing it, because it's just like, guys, from everything I'm hearing from him, no.
He's publicly saying, this is not what I want. I do not want this. And obviously, we just spoke with Sal Capaccio, getting ready for the next week, the next day of practice here. He went over the injury list with us, everything else going on with the Bills right now. And don't forget to join Sal Capaccio and Matt Bovee for the live recording of It's Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast down at Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel on Tuesday, November 18th from 6 to 7 p.m. And don't miss the upcoming events at Batavia Downs, including Thurman Thomas Tailgate Party on November 20th and the Batavia Downs Bar Crawl on November 28th. Visit BataviaDownsGaming.com.
How are we reacting, by the way, if the Patriots do drop tonight? I don't imagine they will. They're 12.5-point favorites against the Jets. The Jets are not good and hurt and have also lost key players to trades. But it's Thursday night, and we've seen weirder things. And we're all kind of, in some way, expecting the other shoe to drop, for the Patriots to drop a game they really shouldn't. And, you know, looking at games
if
like
it's
Atlanta.
The Jets.
I know.
No, ready?
But what's the sounds tomorrow morning all of a sudden going into this Tampa game?
Thank goodness I'm not in the air, because I'm going to laugh more than the Joker in the Batman animated series.
See, I don't know if the way the Bills are playing, I don't know if I'm laughing or making fun of them. I think it's just, okay, now you got to go. Like, it becomes that much more intense of, okay, you got to win now Sunday.
Well, first, it'd be the day after thing of, like, they actually lost.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's back to being a scenario where the Bills are back in this thing. And it was the Jets? Are you kidding me? This is hilarious, actually. Then I think Saturday it would turn into, okay, tomorrow's going to be hell.
Lock it down. Get
tomorrow's
after
gonna
it.
Be hell, because we got to get after it. But no, that next day, I'm laughing. I'm laughing the entire time. I'm laughing so much that I might have to be admitted to the hospital because my sides will have fallen off.
I just it feels like such like a 35-7 game tonight.
Oh, absolutely.
They're in their rivalry jerseys and all that stuff, and I'm just like, it's going to be bad.
Good news, not a great win percentage for the rivalry jerseys,
which is upsetting. Because I've liked the looks.
If that happens, burn the concept.
I think Miami won in them, right?
Against the Jets.
Miami won again.
New England's right. Playing the exception to the rule.
Right. Because Arizona lost in them. Buffalo lost in them. Have we seen anybody else to them, or is this the fourth one?
I think this is the fourth one.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, 1-2. It's not the worst.
But it's not good.
It's not good. But tonight, I mean, you know, can go to 2-2.
New England's facing the exception. It would be funny if they went 2-6 all year with the Rivalries jerseys and the wins coming against the Jets.
You know what I have not loved this year for the Bills, honestly? They're losing in the creative uniforms.
They're losing in the not standard uniforms.
I know. I'm not liking it. And this week we've got the standing Buffalo, and I'm like, don't. Come on. Don't go 0-3 in these jerseys. These jerseys being the non-standard ones. Because I'm enjoying it. And, like, I'm not the biggest person of, like, I want to see a bunch of different looks. Like, I've mentioned with the Bills, I like the white-out road uniforms, and I like blue jersey, white pants, home uniforms. Like, I'm good. I don't need too much.
Simplicity is best.
Yeah. But I've also really enjoyed that, you know, we have the rivalry jerseys. We're going to do the throwback. We're going to end the year with the red helmets. I don't want it to be like a 1-4 situation because they're going to be the Jets week 18. I'm just, please. Please. I don't want us all sitting there going like, yeah, every time they got cute and fun, it was a disaster. Like, no one's going to like the rivalry jerseys 10 years from now.
What if they're locked in place to like the 5th or 6th seed and then they punt that game against the Jets?
Oh, man. I don't love that. Like, if we're looking at like potentially 1-3 or 0-4 in the fun jerseys, that's a non-winning percentage potentially, or a bad winning percentage.
Non-winning percentage. That's dreadful.
That's dreadful.
You're being too nice.
Well, because then I'm going to become the hardest critic. Anytime like any interesting uniforms going to come out, I'm like, guys, remember 25. Remember 2025. I'm not doing this again. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy at all. 803-0550, the number two call. Talking Bills, talking Sabres, especially after last night. They are in action again tonight. A back-to-back, a 5-2 loss to Utah last night. And now, tonight at 9, they take on the Colorado Avalanche, one of the best teams in the NHL. Nathan MacKinnon leading the league in scoring. We'll go back to the phones here, and David is with us next. David, how are we doing, man?
Hey, guys. Good. How you doing?
Doing well.
Before I get into my point, I just want to give the Sabres a little pat on the back. I know that the record's been kind of tough the last few games, but they're playing hard this year. At least it's fun to watch that. But I just want to call – sorry, you guys coming in the bike here. I think the Brandon Bean thing has just kind of run its course. Like, kind of look at how things have evolved. You know, the core of this team since 2022 has aged out. You haven't been able to replace that talent level. You know, no one's going to admit their baby's ugly, but – you know, they've really had zero high value adds since the Diggs trade, which was 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think candidly. I mean, around a tough is what the team's needs are and how good the players are on this team. Use Bernard as an example. Like, down and down, not a good player. But, you know, he makes his flash plays. Edmonds didn't make his flash plays.
Right.
So, you know, I just feel like, hey, you know, maybe you need a different opinion here. I mean, his roster's not that good. It's a 5-win team with an average quarterback.
I wonder about that, David, and thanks for the call. I mentioned this in the offseason. This was my biggest fear, is I didn't love the talent level compared to some of the top teams. And I thought overall that's why they had lost in the playoffs, is that the talent level of the top-tier AFC teams was better, even going back to the divisional round. Baltimore loses that game far more than Buffalo wins it. No one cares, though, ultimately, because it's a playoff game and the winner moves on. But I think that still holds true. This is the first year, and Nate Geary brought this up yesterday with Bulldog.
Yep.
This is really the first year that Bean is under fire. There have always been his critics, and I probably was a little bit earlier to it, and to a certain extent a little unfair. I value mm-hmm. the draft almost too much, and the misses were starting to really bother
right.
me, especially when I'm looking around the league at guys like in Tampa or Howie Roseman in Philadelphia, Les Snead in L.A., and all that stuff. Jason Light, by the way, in Tampa. I don't know why. I just ignored his name. But – I was maybe being a little unfair. This is the first year, though, where he's really getting heat. Part of it is his own doing.
It is his own doing.
Is making fun of essentially making fun of the idea of needing a wide receiver. And then the unit is really bad and in clear need of high-end capital. I'd also say, too, his drafting of Keon Coleman at all, now a year and a half in, looks to just be a massive head-scratching move that doesn't fit anything the Bills did well, doesn't fit what they were doing that offseason. I think Keon might be an okay, good receiver in the NFL, just not on the Bills, which is frustrating to say, knowing that Josh Allen's your quarterback, and for a little while there, it felt like, man, any receiver that joins Josh Allen's going to have a career year. John Brown, Cole Beasley, Stephon Diggs. It was just boom, boom, boom,
yep.
boom. It felt like it was coming. Now, that's a few years off. That is not the case anymore. I don't think he really fits their system. I don't think he really fits Josh Allen as a quarterback and who he likes going to. But so you have that. You have.
But you know what it also is? It's something that he worked along with in Carolina. The type of receiver.
Yeah.
Calvin Benjamin, Devin Funchess.
It's Dave Gettleman. I know a lot of people look to McDermott always and judge him for being a defensive guy. And that's why I do I'm not exonerating him of all of his wrongdoings. I'm not. He has his warts. But in this, I do want to push back is I think he does want to throw the ball. I think he wants to look more like Detroit or the Rams where, hey, yeah, we can run the ball. Of course, that's awesome. We also have a superstar quarterback. We're going to throw the ball. But we can do both. On any given day, we can kill you whichever way we like. The Bills cannot do that this year. They kind of couldn't last year either. But like we brought up with Sal the last 2 days, they had great starting field position. They literally led the league in starting field position last year. They are now second to last this year. They had a ton of takeaways on defense. They didn't turn the ball over on offense. Everything went perfect for them last year.
It was playing perfectly last year. Like the offensive line in particular had one of the best seasons in pass pro that you could have ever had.
Mm-hmm. And so they're having a tough time. I think there is a talent issue here. The contract extensions have not worked out. We've talked to that to death. But for me, I do wonder. The bullseye has been painted so heavily on Brandon Bean, and the man damn near bought the paint for it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes.
I mean, that's the thing is, and now you're getting the national media really riled up about the receiver problem. And they're calling it a front office issue. Go to Mina Kimes on her podcast. That's almost exactly what she says is, this is a front office issue. Not addressing the wide receivers, then getting agitated when people brought up that it's still kind of an issue. Josh Palmer might be a great complement wide receiver. He's not a one.
He's not a one. And I think that's what the Bills are now missing at this point. They have a bunch of guys, but that can very easily be a problem when they have to move up the depth chart.
Mm-hmm. And then even Dalton Kincaid is maybe another one. And while I love the talent that he has, maybe his biggest problem is that they actually can't use him more. He physically can't stand up. I don't know. But he seems to have been picking up injuries as we go, the hamstring. And Sal's brought up, maybe it's not good to have him on the field more than, what is it, like the 45% of the time that he's on average.
It's getting unfortunate this year with him because he's been so good when he's on the field. And I've wanted to push that threshold, but then Kincaid will pick up an injury and it's bad luck and it's bad timing on that sort of thing to where, all right, well, I don't know what to do here. But also, at the end of the day, Kincaid is still also listed as a tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, we drafted him to be a receiver. No, he plays tight end. If you're going into contract negotiations, you're negotiating it as a tight end.
Yeah, or else we're going to have a Mike Gesicki situation, which that went well.
Right. It just, there's enough frustrations there. And then it's, like you just said, Bean probably bought the paint himself for painting the target on his back here, and it just, it has compounded at this point. He was not nearly thought of even remotely.
No.
As a problem, quote unquote, to really anyone.
I think by at large, if you polled all of Bills Mafia before this offseason, most would have said they're fine with Bean. I would say most would say they would love him. But yes, if people were asked, what's the problem? Sean McDermott. Yep. And then you'd have a few beans thrown in there. Maybe. Now, I think it has somewhat flipped. Again, McDermott's always going to get – he's the head coach.
You wear it as the head coach. It's unfair in some ways.
But I think we are very close to 50-50 split. And honestly, the trade deadline has not helped either. The report that they were in on Jaylen Waddle or Quinnen Williams and getting nothing done does not help your case at all. Because now you look like – and this maybe is true or not, but not fair, but you're going to look like the do-nothing GM. I mean, the caller just brought up, like, what's the last major trade they made? Stephon Diggs. I mean, that's the pandemic.
Yeah. That is literally the pandemic.
It's years ago now.
5 years. So, 5 years ago.
Yeah, so it's hard to hold. It's the same thing, though, of bringing up I drafted Josh Allen, which he did as sort of a defense. Now that's just going to agitate more people of like, seriously, you're going that far back, really?
You're going 7 years back here.
We haven't won a championship yet, and you're going back into the past, again, of years we didn't win a Super Bowl in.
With said player that should have won.
Yeah. It feels like the first time in his tenure as GM that he maybe has less support than Sean McDermott does. And it's dwindling as the weeks go on, and it's probably going to dwindle as the weeks go on here too, because the Bills are playing better pass defenses, and they may not have Kincaid for a few weeks here. So it's got to be Josh Palmer and Keon Coleman picking up the slack, and maybe Khalil Shakir. But we'll see about the rib injury. It might seriously be Gabe Davis.
And the fact that I have to say that is already abhorrent on the general manager's resume.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. Adam is up next. Adam, how we doing?
Morning, guys. How we doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in.
I mean, you know, the blame is – there's a lot of different ways it can go. But the one thing that's always really stuck out to me with this organization and more specifically the coaching staff is, you know, the coaching staff in and of itself, we don't seem to really attract – quality coaching candidates from outside the organization, unless if they're coming from the Carolina Panthers. You know, and take a look at the last like 10 Super Bowl winning head coaches. Mm-hmm. You know, they seem to have a specialty that they manage in terms of their side of the ball. Nick Sirianni, you know, he's running the offense. You have Vic Fangio that's running the defense. You know, if the Chiefs, you know, you have Andy Reid, he's running the offense. You have Steve Spagnuolo on the defense. The Rams, when they went and won, you had McVay running the offense. You had Raheem Morris running the defense. There seems to be a huge disconnect between what our head coach wants to do with the offensive side of the ball and who he trusts. What I would really like to see after this season is all said and done, if Brady's going to be back, have the ability to bring in some type of specialist who's going to be your senior offensive head coach or whatever. And just to throw a name out there, to give an example, why can't you bring in like a Mike McCarthy to do this? Or again, just him as an example, mm-hmm. a John Gruden. And I think that comes down to the simple fact of, I don't think Sean McDermott knows what he wants to be on offense. For years, we're throwing long touchdowns. You know, we're turning the ball over, sure, but, you know, our air yards are crazy. We're throwing the ball all over the place, and then it's, nope, we got to be more 12 personnel and control the line of scrimmage and blah, blah, blah. And that they tried to fit that square peg into a round hole, and it does not work. And now I think we're still paying the price for wanting to do that. And now it's like, well, now we need to be better throwing the football. This is the team that – this is the offense that he wanted. And as much as he can say that he wants to be better throwing the football, I think his actions or his lack of action in terms of adding to the offensive coaching staff is it's really starting to rear its head in terms of just the way I see the coaching staff. You know, there doesn't really seem to be this need to attract quality coaching candidates from outside of the organization, and that has to change if he's going to stick around. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Adam, thanks for the call.
I'll hang up and I'll listen to your comments.
Yeah, this is something I've wanted the Bills to do more, because I think it's deliberate. I think they want to bring in guys and then promote from within. You've seen that the last two OCs, they have done that.
You have mentioned if Miami fires him,
I want McDaniel.
You want McDaniel to replace Brady if he gets a head coaching job.
That's what I want. You know,
Or a coach of that caliber, yeah, where it is an outside source of the organization. Because how many times have you said it about the promoting from within thing?
I think there's a positive and a negative to it. And I think the Bills have run into the negative where it's a bit of an echo chamber. I think also they've run into a problem of each offensive coordinator that they've had in McDermott seemed to have a different idea. Like, this is where I will criticize McDermott. Dude, stick to it. This is Buffalo Bills football. I know it's cringy. I get it. But this is what we do here. We have Josh Allen, a quarterback. You can bring in your ideas and some different flavor to it, but this is what we do. Brian Daboll's offense was different than Ken Dorsey's, and Ken Dorsey's is wildly different than Joe Brady's. That is not sustainable success. They are going to run into problems, and they have with the last two OCs, where the numbers look good because they have Josh Allen at quarterback and now James Cook at running back for Brady. But there is a disconnect there, and I do blame McDermott a little bit on that. Of, you're the head coach. You delegate, and I'm fine with that. Nick Sirianni is around for the offense. He is far more of a delegator for the Eagles. Sean McVay handles the offense, but even Andy Reid, he has Matt Nagy as his offense coordinator. Like, but it's you run our system. This is what we do, and you're here to bring in a little bit of a different flavor. You add in a little bit of spice
to
this
dish. And
that's
where the defensive background is probably where it bites him in that sense. He has to more or less trust that whoever's running this is going to get it done.
Because the defense has their identity. As much as we'll all complain about it, they have their identity. The offense, it does seem to change year into year. So, Adam, I think you're right. And I'm going to be saying this the whole offseason, or, well, you know, however long it's going to last. If McDaniel is fired from Miami, that is who I want. If Brady is gone and McDaniel's fired, that's who I want as an offensive coordinator. Bring in different voices. Bring in different ideas. And that can hopefully help and put you on an even better path than you already are. 803-0550, the number to call. Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. You're listening to WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.